Oisin Gallan. Fairly formal function this evening in the RDS. How are you enjoying yourself with your All-Stars? Congratulations on your win. Fully deserved, full forward on this year's football team.
Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, no, having a great night. Great to finally get up to the All-Stars and to celebrate it now. And there's a contingent from Donegal up this year too. And nice bit of company, and it's been a great night so far.
Yeah, you definitely have a very good contingent with you. Like, look it. Didn't get the full job done this year, but let's talk about the Ulster final for a minute, because that's a big one too. You can see how important it is to win a trophy like that in Donegal.
Yeah, of course, and we hadn't got that silverware in a few years, and that was one of our main focuses after obviously taking the league step first, and then it was looking at the Ulster Championship, and like, you're in it to win it, and we place heavy value on winning an Ulster Championship, and that's what we wanted to do. And thankfully, I know penalties was not maybe a fair way to end a game, but like, we were delighted to come out at the end of that, and have another Ulster medal in the back pocket is just was amazing.
There were so many brilliant things about that game, right? But there was nearly a bit of a juxtaposition in the sense that it was so tense, but the quality of the scores. Like, yourself and Turbot, I think, went 4-4 with some phenomenal points from play, and there was other great points from play as well, but there was something about that day where there was a couple of forwards that were hot and they were shooting on sight.
Yeah.
You must have kind of felt that day, did you?
You did, yeah. I think it was maybe 10-9 at half time. Like, it was high scoring. Funny, I was just actually talking to Paddy Byrne's father there. Paddy picked me up that day, and you were just kind of talking through it again, and it was just one of those days where you were just feeling hot, like, and you were, once you got the ball, you were looking for the posts and you were trying to get your shot off, and you're just getting into a groove. Like, you kind of just block out everything that's around it in the occasion, and you're just thinking, like, you're just playing ball and you're just loving having a good time, like, and you just get into a groove, and that's the way it was that day for the first half. Anyways, it wasn't the same in the second half, but like, in the game, Connor, he was the same on the opposite side of the field, like, and I suppose it probably made for a good game, not a typical Ulster Championship match.
It definitely did. People talk about All-Stars and they kind of refer to the club and the family and how important it is for everyone else, but it's also important for your teammates and yourself, because there's a couple of you that now have won a first. Like, there's 14 first-time All-Star winners this year. That has to mean something.
Yeah, I suppose, like, even thinking back to last year, it was myself and Brendan with only two nominations last year, and we didn't win it, and then you take up me and Pratter were lucky enough to win it this year, and I'm sure the other seven lads are looking on thinking, I want to do that next year, and maybe it just, I mean, myself and Brendan got a big kick out of it last year coming up here, and maybe a sense of jealousy that you weren't up there and you wanted to be there next year, and I'm sure the seven lads and even the other lads in the panel who are sitting at home watching it will be hopefully thinking the same thing. And like, if you can make yourself better, it makes the team better, and put you in a better place, and hopefully we get that response as well.
It's a funny word, jealousy, right? Because it's seen as being a bad thing, but I think in sport, like, whether it's the neighbouring club or it's the county you're sitting across that got over the line, or maybe it's a teammate that you reckon you're as good as that is maybe getting the accolades, but it's an important fuel for hunger and making yourself that bit better, because there's such fine lines between winning and losing.
Yeah, you mightn't say jealousy, that you're jealous out loud, but like, if you're super competitive, you're obviously going to be jealous, upset, whatever, if you don't win, or somebody else wins, or another team wins, like, you know, and I suppose you just have to use it in a good way rather than getting upset and throwing the toys out of the pram. You kind of use it to fuel the fire and to get a response and a kick out of it. Like, and even like, Brendan was very, very unlucky not to get an All-Star this year. I thought, like, he was, did so many main jobs for us, and again, like, more important to the team than I was for Donegal, like, and he doesn't get up there, and I'm sure he's thinking the same, like, and that's just the way these awards go too. But listen,
exactly. Yeah, he had a phenomenal year, and there's so many players that have brilliant years, but a fully deserved one for you. You were brilliant all year long. You must have enjoyed your football this year. Last question. You had a bit of momentum behind you. You had a bit of hunger. You could feel the energy off the group. Is that going to be the same in 2025 for Donegal?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Like, we're going in now to a tough Division 1. A very tough Division 1 to start off with, like, and that's going to be, and you need to be on your game there from right from the start, like, for whenever we get back, like, we need to be on our A game to start off strong, because you don't want to be going back down to Division 2 again. You get over that, and then you start an Ulster Championship, and you're not even looking beyond that, because that just takes a lot out of you as well if you're going to go and win it. And obviously with the draw again, we've Derry again, and you're looking at a provincial quarterfinal, a quarterfinal, and not even looking beyond that, but like, you know, you're looking at, it's going to take so much out of you, so you have to start off on your A game, and you have to be up for it, like, and you got to hope that you're in for a long year, but just take each game as it comes, and we'll be looking at the National League first, obviously no McKenna Cup this year, so that'll be our eyes, we said, on the start of the league.
If it comes in, I look forward to seeing a couple of two-pointers from Oisin Gallen and Michael Lang and Kieran Thompson. It'd definitely suit Donegal. So, Oisin, congratulations on a brilliant 2024. Congratulations to your family, your club, Sean McCool's. I'm sure they'll love this. And to yourself as well, Oisin. Well deserved. And thanks for chatting with us. We'll let you get back to your starter.